Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Jason Thomas from Typhoon. How are you, Jason? Good to see you again, sir.
Doing great. Good to see you as
good.
Well.
And you brought the red shoes with you, too.
Always. Always have to be sporting the red chucks.
Oh, my gosh. Do any of you guys at Typhoon ever go anywhere without the red chucks?
No.
Really?
Never. Okay. Not at all.
All right.
You're a company man. They're particularly comfortable, too, especially with concrete floors.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah, no more of those hard shoes anymore. So anyway, hey, how's the conference? They're having a good time.
Yeah.
How's the conference going for you, speaking of having a good time?
Yeah, it's been great. So this is Typhoon's first time attending the World Credit Union Conference.
Did not know that.
Yes. Well, so we're excited to have the opportunity to come and partake.
Right on.
You know, being here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, it's not too far from Typhoon's headquarters in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
So just a short flight or drive up by five, and here we are.
Right on. Right on. Anything you guys are looking for to do here in particular? Obviously, networking, maybe some new business, that type of stuff. But anything else on the agenda for Typhoon
at
this conference?
Absolutely. There's you know, quite a few U.S.-based credit unions here, so that's where our focus continues to be. As far as expanding beyond that, you know, there's always the opportunity to have those conversations and see what potentially is out there that you know could make sense to expand beyond those U.S. borders.
So what? Oh, really? Typhoon goes international.
Well,
big news.
This is, this is not a headline. That's
scoop. We got it right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, be always exploring.
That'd be good for you guys too.
Yeah,
why not? Why not?
Exactly.
The world's getting smaller by the minute, so especially with all the digital technology out there.
Absolutely.
So speaking of digital technology, what are you guys seeing on the horizon? What are some trends or some issues that you guys are seeing out there? Or what are you talking about with credit unions these days as far as helping them better serve their members?
Definitely. Well, as a part of the story that you broke not too long ago with Typhoon and Cubis combining, you know, there's a lot more we're now doing in terms of digital solutions that are standalone and you know, agnostic from leveraging Typhoon as a digital banking provider. So things like skip a pay, quick pay, even alerts and statements. In addition to that, you know, FedNow just launched, and you know, we're actually really excited to share that Star One Credit Union went live with us and with FedNow.
Wow, well done.
And in particular, they actually had the first FedNow transaction that was completed. That was a non-test transaction.
Really?
So that was actually pretty cool. Pretty exciting to be part of that. And
cool.
You know, have one of our clients be the first ones
you guys making history.
Leverage those rails. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, no.
Well done, Jason.
Yeah, no, we were very excited about that one.
I bet you were. I bet you were. Anything else? What's the buzz in the hallways? What are you hearing here as far as what our credit unions are talking about? Because I've been over here in my little corner over by the cruise ships the entire time. But what are you hearing in the rest of the hallways?
You know, it's a lot of the same things I'm used to hearing in terms of, you know, what folks are looking for, you know, how to continue staying competitive in a very competitive landscape, you know, how digital can be an equation in that. But, you know, what's unique about this one, at least in my view, is, again, this being my first World Credit Union Conference, it's so cool to see just so many different countries represented and still having the same sort of mentality and thought process in terms of the mission of people helping people. Just, you know, the number of folks that have come by the booth to say hello and just, you know, representing, you know, African nations, you know, Ireland, South America, just everywhere.
Yeah.
It's been absolutely crazy to see all the representation of credit unions all over the world.
Isn't it fun?
Rather than, you know, just what we might be used to seeing at, you know, our typical conferences we go to in the U.S.
Yeah, I love talking to the folks from different countries and just getting their different perspective on cybersecurity. It's something that we deal with day in and day out in the States, you know.
Absolutely.
How are they dealing with it in Africa? Or how are they dealing with it in Australia? That type
right.
of stuff, you know, just as an example. So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Pretty cool. All right, last question for you.
Okay.
What are some takeaways that you guys want to take away from this conference? This is Typhoon's first one.
So. Yeah, definitely. You know, I think, again, for us, it's about being out here and, you know, showing folks who we are and representing with the Red Chucks. You know, always want, you know, those that are in attendance to, you know, have an understanding of the services that Typhoon's providing in terms of digital banking and now additionally with the digital solutions that we're offering too.
Right on. Well said. All right, Jason. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much for your time, sir, and keep up the good work there at Typhoon. Well
awesome.
Done.
Thanks so much. Right on.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.